Good afternoon. It's getting warm recently. Good. The problem is air, huh? So sand comes from China, and kind of poisoned something comes with sand, right? And allergy. Someone put the mask on it. So I pray for you guys. Let's open Mark chapter 4. It's also printed on the bulletin, chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. I preached from this scripture in Japanese service also, but I preach in the service a little bit different outline. Let me read from verse 35. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side," leaving the crowd behind. They took him along, just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat, so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Amen. As you know, the theme of our church this year is the Kingdom of God. We could learn about the Kingdom of God from Jesus' teaching, especially his parables. But also, we can learn about the Kingdom of God through the episodes like this in the Book of Gospels. And about the happening when Jesus was having traveling with the disciples. So this is the one of the episode we can learn what is the Kingdom of God. And this is the story, as you know, that Jesus was probably preaching to the crowd the whole day along the Sea of Galilee, maybe on the beach. And he taught and had a lesson to the people. And the day, the Bible said that the day when evening came. So, but still the people were there, but Jesus wanted to go to the other side of the lake. He told to the people probably the whole day, "If I were him, let's go home. And I need rest because I taught the whole day." I don't think Jesus just started maybe 3 o'clock and have a couple hour lesson and go. I think he taught the whole day to the people, and he must be so tired. But Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side of the lake." How come, Jesus? You taught a whole day. We are tired, and you must be tired more than we, the disciples, thought, I think. But Jesus said, let's go over to the other side. Please remember this sentence. Let us go over to the other side. This is the idea of Jesus had in his mind. Even still he was in the heaven. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he was with the Father in heaven, but he saw the whole earth, and he saw the people on the earth like we, and we are struggling with our sins. And he thought, and he said to the Father, let's go over to the other side, which means he was in the heaven, but he wants to go the other side of the world, which is this world, this earth. Jesus is always thinking, let's go to the next door, to the next world, to the people who are suffering, need a love, need the secret of kingdom of God. He did not think about he have rest or eat something. He just want to go to the other side. But the problem is, it was not in the morning. It was not even before lunch. It was almost maybe 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock. The sun was going down. But Jesus wanted to go to the other side of the lake. I went to the Sea of Galilee once. And maybe it took a couple hours to go across, even with the engine boat. So if you go by human power, it takes more, of course. Both they use the wind and roar, but maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, it takes more sometimes. So when you leave about 5 or 6, they will reach out the other side of the lake, maybe in the midnight or next day. But Jesus didn't care. Even in the midnight or early in the morning, he wanted to go to the other side. And this is the teaching to the disciples. Jesus was not be on the earth just to do what he wants to do. He was here to show the will of God. He wants to teach what the God's thinking to the disciples, to the people. So Jesus wanted to show the will of God. God wants to go to the other side of the lake, other side of the town, other side of the world. Even takes 60 hours to go home. Jesus wanted to go the next town, next city, even the other side of the world. Because why? The people were dying. They were lost. They need salvation. They need Jesus Christ. They need the gospel. They need the gospel of the kingdom of God. Jesus knew that. So when he came down this earth, he had no time to rest. So he can have the vision, he can see the people all across the lake. The people are dying over there. So even after a long day, long teaching, people are there, but he taught them. The crowd, so the Bible said, leaving the crowd behind. Did he ignore them? No. He taught them. Probably a whole day or more days. So I taught them, I show the will of God, I taught the kingdom of God, then I have to go to the people who have never heard of that. So ask the disciples, let's go. Let's go. But the problem was time. In those days, people do not go in the night because it's too dangerous to go over the lake. They do not have any navigation system, no lights. It's really dark. And also, the Sea of Galilee had a storm like this. Suddenly, nobody can predict. So maybe the disciples, they were fishermen. So they thought, wow, it's too dangerous to go over in this time, maybe we hit the storm. But Jesus said so. They left. And also, this is the teaching to the disciples and teaching to us, I think. Jesus showed the direction. Jesus show what we are going to go. He has the compass. The Bible said he's the way. So Jesus can see the way. This is the way you have to go. Even in the midnight, even on the lake. But Jesus had it. So this is the privilege, I think, of Jesus' disciples. We are with the Lord. He has perfect direction. That we do not have. We do not know where we should go today. Maybe we go to the working place, go to the supermarket, go somewhere, the church. But we do not know. Our life is going to. Our direction should be. But praise the Lord. We have our Master. He is the way. All we have to do is what? Follow him. Follow him. Listen to his word and follow him. That's what Jesus said to the Peters. Follow me. Follow me. No matter where we go, just follow me. Peter threw out the nets and followed Jesus. He did not know when he started following him what will happen on his life, right? He did not know when he started following Jesus Christ, he's going to be the pastor of the Church of Rome. He's going to be the leader of the Church of Israel, Jerusalem. He did not know that. But he followed Jesus Christ because Jesus had the perfect direction. As a disciple of Jesus Christ, as a citizen of the kingdom of God, what do we have to do? is listen to his words and follow him. And if we hear the word of Jesus Christ, no matter where he is directing to, we follow him. Even in the midnight of the sea, if he said, let's go, we follow him. Are you ready to follow him? No. Please, let me take care of my family. Let me take care of my job. Then I will come. And Jesus said, if you want to follow me, just follow me throughout everything. Jesus is still directing us. He might say to you, let's go over to the other side today, this afternoon, tonight. Jesus will say to you, why don't you go over there? Why don't you visit your friend? Why don't you call a friend? Why don't you do this? The Holy Spirit in your heart is always telling you the direction. All we have to do is what? Say no. Follow him. Because Jesus knows the way. Jesus is the way. Is the way. He's the only way we can go over this world, then go to heaven. Right? He's the only way we can go to the place of the Father, as Jesus said. No matter how smart you are, read many books, get many degrees, go to schools, will never help you to reach out the other side of this world, go to the heaven. Jesus is the only way. This is our master. So remember, whenever you hear the word of Jesus Christ, you follow him. And number three, as we read, and as you know, and as the disciples worried about, the storm came. The Bible said a furious squall came up, a storm. And the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. That was the disciples worried about. They knew this kind of storm will happen on the Sea of Galilee. And at that time, verse 38, maybe this is my favorite, one of my favorite scripture in the Bible. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. Amen. Do you know where the stern is? The end side of the boat, not at the top. End side of the end of the boat. Jesus was sleeping with a cushion. What kind of cushion he had? Like the cushion you have? I don't know. But which means Jesus was not just napping, you know, just asleep. No, he was sleeping completely, even in this storm. Even in this heavy storm, the boat was almost sinking, right? But Jesus was sleeping. Can you sleep in this kind of situation? No. Only Jesus can do. Why? He did not afraid anything. But the disciples, what did they do? The disciples woke Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we are drowned? Don't you care if you're drowned? Who is good at manipulating the boat? Disciples or Jesus?" Disciples, right? Jesus was carpenter. Disciples are fishermen. They are good at manipulating the boat, right? But they are rebuking Jesus Christ, their master. Why? Because Jesus said, "Go over." Jesus ordered them to leave. The disciples said, "Jesus, you did not know the climate, the weather of this sea, of this lake. But we knew. That's why we did not go. We wanted to go." So they said him, they rebuked him, criticized Jesus. Jesus got up and rebuked the wind. I love this word. Rebuked the wind. He did not ask the wind. He rebuked the wind. "Quiet! I'm sleeping! Be still!" And then go back to bed. He created the world. He created the storm. He created the lake. He created the wind. So he the only one who rebuked the wind. The wind was shocked. "Oh, sorry, master, you are here. We didn't know that. Please go back to your bed." And the Bible said, then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Like the students who were rebuked by teacher. "Quiet!" And, like the 3-year boy. "Be quiet!" "Sorry, Father." Remember, the one who bring you out, the one who take you out to the other side of the world, the one who showing the direction, he can rebuke the wind. He can make it calm completely. This is the one, he's with you. So, Jesus said what? "Why you are so afraid? Do not still have no faith?" Jesus Christ, he created the world. He can rebuke the wind. It's traveling with you. If we need. He can do anything. This is the one is with you. Do not forget. But the important thing is, even in the storm, Jesus was what? Sleeping. Why? Because he did not afraid. He said, "Let's go over to the other side." He knew. He can go to the other side, even in the storm. That's why he was sleeping. He knew the storm was gone. But the disciples did not know. That's why they are afraid and they lost the faith. Jesus said, "Do you still have no faith? As I told you, I ordered you Let's go over to the other side, which means we go there. That's what I said. Don't you believe in me? If I said to you, we go to the other side, which means we go, don't be afraid. Don't lose your faith. Come, let's sleep. We can go. We can go. And the disciples were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. Yes, even the wind and the waves obey him. Everything on this earth obey him. Nothing can be against him. Remember it. Everything has to obey Jesus Christ. And this guy, this man, Jesus Christ, is with you. He can calm the storm with one word if we need. And he showed the direction. And he wants to go the other side. And he wants to take us to the other side. He did not go by himself. He can go. He can walk on the lake. But he asked the disciples, this weak, sometimes idiot disciples. He took the disciples. Why? He wants to train them. So he take us to his trip, his trouble. Maybe we make like the mistakes the disciple did. Of course. But at every moment we make mistakes, he teaches us. Sometimes he rebuke us. And he said to us, why are you so afraid? Why are you so afraid? I'm with you. I'm with you. Do you still have no faith? Do you have faith with you? There's somewhere else. Come with your faith. Come with your faith. Let's go to the next town. Let's go to the other side of the lake. And we'll see the glory of God. We'll see God's marvelous, His amazing grace will be done if we go with Him. If we follow Him, because He's the one who has the perfect direction. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful story, that we can learn many things from this story. But Lord, sometimes we are panicked and we're so afraid and lose our faith in the storm, in the midst of storm in our lives, Lord. Lord, please help us. Do not forget that Jesus Christ is with us. Jesus Christ is leading. He shows the direction, and we come with Him. And if we come with Him, no matter what happens, we'll never be afraid. Because He can calm, make the calm the storm with one word. Because he's the creator of this word, Lord. Lord, teach us whatever happened in our lives. We can go sleep with cushion. We can go in peace, Lord, because Jesus Christ is with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.